Hello and welcome to the Oh When the Blues podcast. Welcome to the All Winner Blues podcast. Today, Sunday the 26th of April 2009, and I'm your host, Matt, and joining me today is Rick, Simon, Carl and Peter. And on this day in 1994, Latics lost to Wimbledon away 3-0, which confirmed our Premiership exit, of course. And speaking of which, AFC Wimbledon yesterday went up from the Conference South as the champions into the Blue Square Premier, and so at this point they're only one promotion away from the NK Dons. Interesting little fight there. Seeing that this is our pilot podcast, I think we'd better just give a brief overview of the podcast structure. Next up, we're going to have a review of some of the news items surrounding Oval Athletic, and then we'll review some of April's games, including after which we'll have a look at Oldham's last game of the season against Walsall away, and then we may get around to doing some of the promotion candidates as well, looking at the playoff games, etc. Then on to our main feature about OFC season ticket price structure and all the fans' reaction surrounding the news. That'll be coming from Carl. And to round things off, we'll see what's still to do with Aki's quirky bit. However, Aki is not here today. He's allegedly at a gig, or he may have cried off. Right, so on to the news. And Latics cancelled the fans fixture. Athletic have unfortunately been forced to cancel the forthcoming fans fixture on May the 6th. Did anyone who played in it last year?
Yeah, the mighty Atom.
That was it. And I should have scored.
Did you?
Yeah, right.
What an on goal.
Hey, shut up.
Do you know, I was actually going to bid for this one myself, to be honest. I was a bit miffed.
What, £200? We know the credit crunch isn't affecting you then, Pete, is it?
I live in Scotland, don't I? It's different up here. No, I was going to give it a go this year, I think.
I was going to bid, but unfortunately they didn't accept magic beans.
I think it was priced. It was priced well out of a lot of fans' budget for this year, especially this year, possibly the next year as well. When we came up with an idea, correct me if I'm wrong, that it would have been workable. We're going to raffle off a few shirts, a few team places, weren't we?
Well, I think we had the idea that it was Axe actually. It was £10 a ticket, and that was basically how you bidded on the places.
I think it's a good idea to me.
It is,
but to be fair, the club normally made about £4,000 to £5,000 out of the fans fixture over the last couple of years. Everything going on, I did ask
each year, Rick. Each year.
When they've done it, yeah, they've made nearly £4,000 on some years.
Right.
It's absolutely silly. I mean, I said to Stu and I mentioned to Alan, it's the case of what instead of just cancelling it and all them fans being disappointed, move it back to a week before the friendly start in the summer, and get the momentum and get everybody going again and let the fans start the season off as a friendly against the staff. That's but it seems the major problem with that has been the pitch. We're having it relayed over the summer, so the club don't know if the pitch is going to be ready for the first round of friendlies. So,
true. Well, surely it's better making £2,000 or £3,000 than making out at all.
Well, to be honest, making £500 would be better than making out at all. But
who are we?
Hey, yo.
And it's not a money-making scheme, is it? At the end of the day.
Well, it shouldn't be. But I mean,
it's
the
not
thing
supposed
is,
to be.
The pitch has gone downhill a lot this season. I mean, I was looking at it yesterday. And the sheer number of games, I was having a talk with Tony as well, the sheer number of games that are played on that pitch, it's not surprising the state that it's ended up in. And to have another game at the start of the season after he's worked all summer trying to get it up to a decent standard again, it just hampers his efforts.
Is anyone going to mention the rugby as well then? I
Not from me.
I dare you. Moving on, Latic Shop. They've got the pink shirts in the Latic Shop. So if you got down there, boy, you put your name down for a shirt. Go down to the shop now. The shop are waiting for a certain size to be delivered. But most sizes are in stock at the moment, and they might be when this podcast is released. Supporters who have ordered the shirts are now asked to call into the shop and pick up their goods in support of the Link for Pink cause. Has anyone bought one? I know Si's bought one.
I've got a couple actually. My mum's got one, and then I've got another one for a City fan at work who wanted one for me. Enough. I've got one for a City fan at work. I know.
Well done.
It looks good, and I mean the only advice I give to someone if they were going to go and pick one up is make sure you take your receipt along with you, because they will want to see it before they hand over the shirt.
Makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
So you got a receipt before buying it?
Yeah, you had to pay for it before they ordered it, and you will have got a receipt, but you need to make sure you take the receipt along to the shop when you're trying to pick it up.
And what's the quality like, Si?
It looks good. I mean, the only criticism I've got is it looks a bit blank, as in it is sheer pink after the sponsor's logo and that's it. But otherwise, I think it looks good. It's a very good shirt for a very good cause. I mean, I've managed to get 3 sold for the club, so can't ask anything better, especially with the charity side of it going in there as well.
I've not seen many knocking about, to be honest.
There were a couple at the game yesterday.
I've heard a rumour, don't ask me when, I'm sure it'd be maybe not when they're blue, but they've sold more of the pink ones than what they have of the fluo yellow away kit. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah, I can believe that.
Well, I was told that the women's football team, everything associated with Latics, up to under-8s, up to the actual full ladies, have all bought the pink shirt as well. So all female Oldham Athletic players next season will all be wearing the full pink kit.
Good idea.
And that's all been bought, which is over 100 shirts, socks and shorts.
Good.
Cracking. I mean, it's done exactly what it was intended to do. It's probably raised a fair amount of money for charity. That's really, really good news for the club, that.
And it also made Dean Windarth look a right prat.
Allegedly.
I got the fiver for that.
And then he wore a pink shirt.
Hey! Yeah,
let's try and keep the libel down to a minimum, please, lads. something that caught my eye on BBC, on the BBC website, the Oldham News BBC website, was something, 16th of April. The article was entitled "Royal Pinpoints Latics Deficiency," and something caught my eye on it. I read it out, and it says Joe Royal has said Oldham need better players both in attack and defence to improve their results next season. Okay, I defy anyone, any Latics fan who has watched Latics for the last 10 years, right, to come up with any other sentence than that. Joe Royal has said Oldham need better players both in attack and defence to improve their results. I could have said that. You know, I'm sorry, right, but there seems to be this thing. Royal's coming, he's been firing from the hip, you know, you're gone, you're out, you're not good enough, what are you doing? Okay, and he's just basically telling us what we knew in the first place.
We had Alan Sugar on cast as well.
Yeah, but the thing is, no offence, Matt, but you're not Joe Royal. And he is God, you know. Everyone turns around, Joe Royal, yes, he's going to win us games. We are going to stay in the playoffs. We're going to get promoted. Oh, sorry, we're in April now, aren't we? Fact is, any one of us could have told him that when he came into the club.
If you look at the actual sentences, so it says better plays both in attack and defence. I think you forgot the midfield.
No, we'll just bypass that. We'll just fire right over it. Yeah, we'll just poof it from Gregan all the way up front and just miss out in the middle.
Yeah.
Floor. Yeah.
Poof. Flying keepers.
Yeah.
So, right. Si, on that note, Si, are you saying that, do you think that if they've got another manager in, whoever that may be, he wouldn't have been able to fire from the hip and get rid of these players? What do you think about that?
To be honest, I think any manager that's worth his salt would do exactly what Joel's done. You know, he'd come in, he knows he's only got a certain number of games, and he would literally say, right, you're not good enough, you're out. You know, you need to be that type of manager to succeed in such a short time. I mean, the other thing is, I think the club should have definitely capitalised on Joe coming in, which they don't seem to have done. You know, they could have done the four games season ticket, £50 or something like that, as has been mentioned on Overdue TV. But they didn't do anything like that. I think they missed out on a very big PR opportunity there that could have got the club rocking, could have got it buzzing, might have given the players the lift that was needed to get us into the playoffs to the end of this season. And instead, it's just all gone flat.
Okay, let's move on. Southend's game yesterday.
Well, to be honest, I thought it wasn't the best game. It was your typical, neither side really got anything to play for. I know Southend had an outside chance of getting in the playoffs, but it really was that, an outside chance. A special note for Eardley, his form has picked up in the last couple of games. He had another good game yesterday, and I hope that he's going to pick up in pre-season going into next season on the flying form that he was of a couple of seasons ago.
Yeah, totally agree. I was actually lucky enough to go to Carlisle a few weeks ago, and I thought Eardley was fantastic. Probably him and Taylor, best players on the pitch by far. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, just picking up on yesterday again, Smalley looked lively. It's all right. Smalley looked lively. The only problem is he didn't have any service. There was no one getting up with him, and I think that contributed to why Alessandro was anonymous as well. He didn't really do anything. They didn't get on the ball, and they weren't taking any pot shots or anything. I mean,
story of the season for the large part, though, wasn't it?
Absolutely, and that's your strikers. I mean, we go back to defence. We've had a couple of really bad defensive clangers this season, going from Hazel and one or two from Mayer as well when he was tracking back. But again yesterday, Gregan, I really do feel he's missed a consistency. He put some good tackles in and he looked solid in defence, as he always does. I mean, the only other thing to comment on yesterday, which has also been mentioned on OVTB, is I personally was annoyed that the players didn't come out at the end, as you know, they should show the people that pay their wages some recognition. You know, people pay £328 a season to go and watch these people play football, and not to give the fans some recognition, I think, shows really how far down the pan the club has gone this season, and how much some of the players don't actually care.
Do you think it is a case of not caring or contempt to the fans, or do you think it's just a case of let's just get that's over with now, let's just finish with it, and it's our last game at home, and let's move on to the last game and get the season out of the way?
To be honest, mate, you know, the players have come out at the last game of the season and they applauded the fans for as long as I can remember.
Regardless, I can't remember last season, though.
Oh, yeah, they did do. And the reason I know that is because I purposely made sure I stayed and watched them. They definitely did do last season. And regardless of the season we've had, whether we're going up, whether we're just safe from relegation, or whether we've just finished in mid-table, the players have always come out and thanked the fans for their support. Yep. And they haven't done it, and they didn't do yesterday.
Mm. Even under Richie, when we were mid-table, 14th, 15th, to come out at the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were there many that stayed behind?
Well, from what I saw, there was a lot of crowd. The crowd that did leave, granted, but I'd have said that probably around a third of the crowd stayed behind. But you're always going to have people that leave, whether or not, you know. But as far as I'm concerned, if the attendance yesterday was 4,800, which I think it was from memory, you know, you've still got at least 1,600 people there staying behind, and you're like, hold on, these 1,600 people, regardless of whether the rest of the fans stay or not, they are staying there because they want to thank the players for the effort they've put in, and the players should thank them for the effort that the fans have shown in turning up to the game that means nothing.
Yeah, it's irrelevant how many people stay behind, to be honest, isn't it? I mean, absolutely. Even if there's 20 fans there, they need to show some kind of respect.
Absolutely.
Alright then, on to next week's game, the last game against Walsall. Sam, you got anything for that?
Yeah, I mean, Walsall, they've been mid-table all season. They haven't really been setting the world alight. The last five, they've won two and lost three. You know, I hope it's a win for Latix. Considering it's probably Joe's second last game in charge. Doubt there'll be any changes to the team, but I think I'd like to see Dale Stevens involved if he's fit. I mean, I did see him on Saturday. Before Southend, and he looked all right, but obviously, you know, you see professional footballers injured all the time, but we're still walking around fine. But I'd like to see him involved anyway.
Ricketts will get his customary goal against us.
Well, I hope not. But then again, anyone's been scoring against us at the moment. I mean, we've had a fairly leaky defence. Well, we might have had a couple of goals scored. We're definitely going to concede one at the moment.
Yeah, but that's a good thing, though. I mean, what's our 11 going to be on Saturday? You know, is he going to try more options? Is he with it because he's not going to be here?
Well, you just don't know. I mean, it depends on what happens this week. It's been publicised that he's going to be having a meeting with the chairman this week, and they'll be deciding Joe's future. But then again, if you're a manager, you know it's your last game in charge. What do you do?
He's not staying, Simon. He's not going to stay here.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. What do you do? You know, it's your last year. It's your last game in charge. You're just going to put out a token 11, and that's your lot.
This season's just felt a bit.
It's interesting, though, although it means Jack. I mean, the highest we can finish now, I think, is 10th, and the lowest is something like 14th. So I suppose they're playing for money, because you get obviously more money the higher you finish.
We've ended in a very strange situation. I mean, it's definitely one that I've never experienced before, in that we're in a fairly good place till around February time. And I mean, it was a false position for a couple of months, but your manager of almost three seasons has been sacked, and he's obviously left the club, and you brought in a manager, and you've announced straight away that he's only going to be there for 9 games. You know, it's a very, very strange situation, and we could have been up there. Obviously we couldn't have been, and that's the situation we've ended in. But there's a lot of uncertainty at the club, because who's going to be signing the players now? Who's going to be offering new contracts? Joe can only go so far as to advise his best.
I mean, basically, since if we had a team flag this season, it'd be a white cross with a white background, because, you know, I mean, it's like under Andy Ritchie, you know, yeah, we get pasted every week, but you knew we were rubbish. You knew we were crap. They were trying, but we were crap. But with this lot, you know, they have got the ability to do better than what they have done, but they just given up too many times.
Do you think at the beginning of the season we were overperforming then? I mean, do you think they were like playing out of their skins, or do you think that was just them just playing pretty well? I don't know.
Playing confidence, weren't they? You know, like, yeah. 4-0 against Cheltenham, 4-0 against Hereford. They were flying.
Hang on, yeah. This is Hereford and Cheltenham we're talking about here.
Well, yeah, exactly, but don't forget, this Hereford absolutely stuffed us.
With all due.
But you got to note there, the key word that everyone's said there is they were playing with confidence. Now, the start of the season, the team looked confident. They looked like they knew that when they passed that ball, that was going to go directly to a teammate. And something has happened at the club between then and now, and it's gone downhill. It's just gone downhill. The players have lost all the confidence. I don't know what it is, but there's obviously something gone wrong in the dressing room somewhere along the way. Because I personally believe that Latics team that we've had this season could have gone up.
Yeah, I agree.
Leave Byfield and your Brett Ormerods and your Dean Windasses out of it. You know, if Craig Davis would have stayed on the correct side of the line, and he would have been liked at the club instead of disliked by some of the management, and I firmly believe we could have been in the playoffs now. We went into this season looking at our squad thinking we've got a cracking squad to go up, because we had 5 first team strikers. We had Lee Hughes, O'Grady, Davis, Alessandra, Dean Smalley could play up front. You know, that's 5 first team strikers. That is something we've not had in years and years and years. And what happens? Craig Davis goes out on loan and then eventually gets sold by the club, and Chris O'Grady goes out on loan and eventually goes on a full season long loan, which leaves us with Lee Hughes, who's also gone out on loan. It leaves us with Alessandra and Smalley. Something has gone wrong at the club there to let our 3 first team strikers go out on loan.
And one thing I will say about this season, and I remember Ronnie Moore said this, you know, love him or hate him when he first came, you've got to be able to win your battles as well as your games of football, and I don't think that's something we've been able to do. That, you know, that's going beyond this season, even in the playoff season. You know, like when second to last home game at season when we played Cheltenham, and they outbattled us, beat us 2-0. I think it was that Odijai for Barnsley who got both goals, completely outmuscled them. They just played long ball for 90 minutes, completely outbattled, and Yeovil as well this season again completely outbattled us. Nothing pretty, but they got a result.
It's bizarre. I mean, I went to see Oldham, but I don't see them often as you guys. I went to see them twice at the beginning of the season, twice in the middle, and then I've been pretty much twice at the end, and the team is just unrecognisable. Each time I went to see them, it's just unbelievable, and that surely has got something to do with it. I mean, just it was changing the team at crucial times in the season. You need a backbone. You need a, you know, consistency through the team.
We haven't had that in time.
Main feature now on Latic's 2009-2010 season ticket prices. Oldham Athletic are doing their level best to help out fans during the current recession by freezing season ticket prices for a fourth consecutive season. Fans purchasing before the early bird deadline on noon May the 28th will receive a significant discount on the price of their season ticket. What's more, each and every supporter will receive £70 cash back on their season ticket should the club process 4,500 applications before August the 1st, 2009. Latic's chief executive Alan Hardy said the £70 cash back offer will also secure a further saving for fans should we manage to secure 4,500 season tickets applications. Mr. Hardy continued, "Unfortunately, the recession has delayed our plans for the redevelopment of Boundary Park, but fans should be reassured that we are pressing ahead to find a solution and improve facilities for fans."
Okay, well, I mean, the first thing I will throw at you, I don't know about you guys, but what the fans that you talk to when you sit around the gate, you know, because it's been long rumoured, I don't know when the Blues, that the price, you know, could go up this season, and it comes as a shock to many, I mean, including me, myself, to be honest, that it didn't, but, I mean, what was the general fans' reaction from you guys, you know, like, when you were discussing amongst other Latics fans season ticket prices, you know, what would they do if they went up? Because, I mean, I know for a fact, a lot of Latics fans I've spoke to have said in no uncertain terms the club could go and swivel if they put the prices up, because a lot of fans seem to be under the illusion that they're paying over the odds as it is. That's what I find anyway, with some of the fans I talk to.
I think the people who are just going to buy them. The people who bought them before will buy them.
I think the thing that you get, you constantly every season while we've been in this league, it seemed to me that season ticket holders have been slowly reducing from what it was. I could be totally wrong, but from what I see, if in 97, 98, I think it was when we came down, we had 5,000 season ticket holders, for example, just a ballpark figure. You know, now we have 3,000, and it's gone from 5 to 3 over the 10 years. I think it's a case of, yeah, people buy, and they'll keep buying, and they'll keep buying, but you'll always have that one or two who tail off.
But one thing I'd just like to throw at you as well, like, you know, with regards to Latics prices, right, like, in the spreadsheet that you can see in front of you, there's a list of 22 teams. I mean, I've not been able to include all of them, as not everyone has introduced the season ticket prices. So, you know, some of the clubs are obviously waiting to know what they're going to be in next season. But I mean, there's a list of 22 clubs there who either will be or could be playing in the this division next season, who have announced their season ticket prices for next season. And if you have a look at the average, we'll go off like the dearest adult season ticket, which includes the early bird prices where applicable. The average is £386 at this level, and we're charging £328. You know, in perspective, yeah, when you look at it that way, could the club have gone away with putting them up a little bit?
Yeah, but then the other thing you've got to throw in there is that City's season tickets are only £100 more expensive than ours.
I think Wigan's are cheaper than ours, aren't they, and Blackburn's.
Yeah.
There's something going wrong somewhere along the line in that Premiership prices are negligible value. If you're saying the average is 280-something, but, you know, an extra 30 quid on 30, 40 quid on top of that for Premiership football is nothing. And if Wigan's is lower than that, the balance of power is going wrong somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's the TV money that's making all this difference, I don't know. But there's probably something wrong.
Well, I'm sure Blackburn openly stated, you know, they have openly stated that they're going to use the TV money they get and subsidise the season ticket prices. You know, they've made the choice to do that with their money. I think Wigan have done the same. You know, it's a choice that they've made. But at the end of the day, are Wigan getting full houses every week? You'd expect for Premiership football, you know, would they get a full house every week? They certainly would not.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to look at some of the clubs that possibly could come down. You look at Norwich, £415 for your basic adult season ticket. That's nearly £100 more expensive. In fact, it's over £100 more expensive than our cheapest one. But then they've been in the championship for God knows how many years now.
You've got to take into account stadium facilities as well. You mean, no, Carrow Road's not a bad stadium, is it?
Yeah, but then again, to be fair, I've been in a hell of a lot worse dumps than Boundary Park.
I can't agree.
The Chaddy Road End and the Rochdale Road End are two very good stands, to be perfectly honest with you.
No, hang on. The toilets in the Chaddy, right? It's like a throwback to the 20s.
Well, that's that one block of toilets, which is on the left-hand side. The toilets inside are perfectly fine.
But I've just posted a link as well. I've just double-checked that Huddersfield season ticket price, basic of £99, and it does seem that in a section of the crowd, you can get one for that price.
Yeah, the fantastic family stand lower tier.
Good deal.
It would be fantastic, £100, innit?
I was speaking to Richard the other night. Something that's not really promoted is the fact that you can finance your season ticket as well. And I know that Richard's keen to get that sort of promoted a little bit more via the trust. And I just think things like that, I mean, it's just in the economic climate we're in just now. I mean, people should be you should be shouting stuff like that.
And the kids' prices as well, £50 a ticket, is it?
Quid. It's madness that it's not done.
Absolutely.
But somebody can't spend £340 in one go to buy a season ticket, or people are not in the position to save every week or every month since the beginning of the year to pay for at the end of the season. I mean, everybody knows a season ticket becomes available at the same sort of time every year, but not a lot of people can save due to one or two reasons, either their own fault or just that they don't have an opportunity. But if you give somebody the opportunity to take something out on an easy payment plan that the club have organised at a reasonable APR, somebody is going to go to two matches a month, is going to spend £40 straight away on tickets. Mm-hmm. With the easy payment plan, you're playing anywhere between £27 up to £36, depending on where you're going to sit. So surely if the club are going to embrace that and let the fans know, and the people who are thinking, I can't afford a season ticket this year, what can I do to get one? They're going to take it out on finance.
Well, I'd say they've got a realistic opportunity. They've got a realistic, you know, chance to say, right, well, I can't afford to pay for full price season ticket outright. We have this facility in place instead. But the questions have got to be asked of the club, and it's not just on season tickets. I know it's going off on a tangent, but there's other aspects of the commercial side of the club which just are not being promoted.
There is no commercial aspect to Oldham Athletic 2004 AFC.
And is that because Bob Gorrell's left and they've not replaced him?
That is one of the reasons. But in all fairness, when Bob Gorrell was here, has much changed since he left? Is the club publicised and commercially exposed better or worse since Bob left? Well, I put it to you that nothing's changed.
I was looking through the programme yesterday. It was the last programme you could buy this season, obviously. And I looked on the sponsorship of the players' page, and at least half of the sponsorship which are available on that page was still available. No one had purchased them.
Exactly.
Would you put it possibly go back as far as Jarvis, as if to say when Jarvis left?
Jarvis situation's slightly different, but there's an element to the commercial side of the club that's got to be tried to look after, because if we don't sell the club tomorrow, the next day, then you're going to stop the future Oldham Athletic fans coming into the club. There's no reason why the club shouldn't be put out into the public eye at every available opportunity. And if that involves simply the players going to a school, local school, after training one day, then so be it. If it also means that a couple of people are walking around the town centre with Oldham Athletic embroidered jumpers on or coats on and giving out a couple of flyers about the next game, then that's what needs to be done. I mean, it's the basics that are not being done, and it's confusing a lot of people, because they want to know, well, if they don't know about it or their friends don't know about it, why don't they know about it? And it simply is the only medium that Oldham Athletic is good at are getting the things through to the fans or helping to communicate with the fans is the websites. OWTV, and in some instances the official site. There is no other vehicle of communication to the fans other than them two websites
and word of mouth.
How does the trust stand with getting the word out there? Are there any plans in the pipeline for the trust to help out trying to get this information across to the fans on the street?
Well, I'm putting together now an action plan for next week of getting poster and advertising the local media to try and highlight the what's needed for next season in regards to the season tickets,
yeah,
in a way that most of the fans can actually see the details on offer. I mean, at this moment, the only way and the only time that the club have been able to put the fans exactly what the prices are is by the official site. They haven't done anything in the local press. Then the trust are going to take a full page advert out, which is going to cost us over £1,000 to try and put the message out that we need more season ticket sales next month. Now, to me, this is something in the contra deal with the relationship the club and the Cron have got that they should be looking and already put into format. They should be saying on a Wednesday or a Thursday, these are what the season ticket prices are next season, and on the Friday, the day before a game, that advert should be in the paper, and it should be orchestrated in a way that everybody, when they get to the game, can be talking about it. Now, there'd be people who turned up to the game yesterday at Southend who wouldn't have had an idea that the season ticket prices are going to stay the same because they don't use the official website. The club have got to realise that not everybody is au fait or computer literate. A large number of fans in the main stand where I sit are of an age of 60 plus. Now, I'm not saying that people of that age can't use a computer, but I bet many of them haven't even got one because it's not something that they've used in their everyday life up to that age. And why should they?
You think it may be an idea, though, to possibly as well put it in the MEN or the Metro? I mean, whether the MEN or Metro say yes is another thing, but I mean, some short Simon will quote me on this. If you're in Manchester Monday to Friday, you're either getting in the city centre in Piccadilly Gardens, you're getting either a Metro or an MEN early edition, MEN afternoon edition shoved in your face, and it's, you know, they're giving away for free.
Yeah, the MEN paper in the centre of the city is actually free. You do get people just literally
the Metro,
sort of,
yeah,
sort of picking
up on the track. The trains. The thing is, most of the newspapers, the Rochdale Observer, the Advertiser, the Oldham Chronicle, and a lot of other papers are all owned by the same publishing and printing company. So you do a deal to cater everybody. So you get it into Ashton, you get it into Tameside, you get it into Mosley, you get it to all the other Saddleworth areas as well. You get it into Rochdale, even to maybe going over towards Bury. Because there's a number of our fans who live in Heywood, live in Bury, in that sort of area. You do it and you say, okay, this is normally £1,000 to put it in the Cron. I'm going to give you £1,500, but I want this in every single paper. Papers are suffering just like any other business at the moment for business itself. There's no reason why you can't barter if you're going to put a couple of adverts in to get a cheaper price. But there's nobody at the club doing this at the moment. And I say that because it's not actually happening. It's not actually happening at the moment. There's nothing in advertising wise that's happening in any local media.
Put this to you then, Rick, as well. If it was, do you think the club would have a realistic chance of hitting that 4,500 target?
The club have got a chance of hitting 4,500 season tickets if they want it to. In a way, but if they can turn around and say, yeah, we've tried every single way of it in that 4,500 season ticket sales. It's a simple way that the club have got to turn around when it comes to the start of the season and say, did we do everything we can to make sure that everybody know what the best way to get a season ticket is for the season? And at the moment, it's not started very well. I mean, to actually announce this 48 hours before the season ends at your last home game, were the largest target audience that you can collectively get of Oldham Athletic fans together, and not have that information readily in the domain. I didn't get a programme, because to me the programme now is just something that sits around the house and gathers dust. There's nothing in the programme anymore for me to want to collect it. It's not like the old days where you get a face in the crowd and stuff where you needed to buy it to see if you would win anything. I don't know, was season ticket information price-wise and application forms in the programme yesterday?
To be perfectly honest with you, I mean, I think I do buy a program, but I probably buy one at the end of the season, definitely, and then I might buy the big games during the season. I think the program has priced itself out of the market. It's too expensive in my eyes.
It's well. What was the season ticket information in your program yesterday that
it was
as a pullout or?
Well, yeah, it was the centre pages, yeah.
It was the centre pages, so it's been put in afterwards. So it's,
well,
it's
no,
not
no, it was stapled into the centre as the part of the programme.
Yeah, but I know that's how it's been done the last couple of years when they've been thinking of changing things and stuff. But the thing is with the programme, when you're selling advertising space in it, or you're selling any sort of commercial aspect in the programme, and you've got to try and sell that to the company you're speaking to, if you say you only sell 1,500 a game, you're not going to get a good price for the space that you're going to, that you want them to advertise in. And I know the quality of paper and everything that they use for the program is quite a good quality, but the resources used for it is done by Gordon and almost Gordon alone. That's all he's really tasked at during the week, is to make sure that the match program is up to speed. So there is ways of maybe trying to make it cheaper, or put something in the programme in the way that tokens, or put the Strike It Lucky numbers in the programme. So instead of buying a piece of paper, you buy a programme because there's a number in there that you could win something on, or giving you a chance to win something like a free car parking space for your next home game. If you buy a programme, you scratch off something in the programme, or you have a number in the programme. If your number's read out at half time, then you get a free car parking space. Is anything like that to make it viable for a fan to turn around and want to buy a program?
Yeah, there has to be more value with the program. Funny you should say that about putting the lottery numbers, the Strike It Lucky numbers in the it'd be something that you'd look for, something you'd look forward to, something that you were interacting with. The program itself nowadays is just a corporate advertisement piece and with managers notes, it's probably been ghostwritten anyway. I just don't see any value in the program at all. Is there any mileage in looking at doing radio adverts, Rick, from the point of view of getting the audience?
It should be happening now anyway, because the club have got a relationship with Revolution. Revolution Dukes and Steve Penk have come to the club and asked if they can work in partnership. We're trying to communicate things over to the people of Oldham. Yeah. So really now, there should be a brief given to the Revolution. It should be something in the way of the club getting out there, the actual season ticket information on the radio. Even if it is a case of, I don't know, to be honest with you, I don't know one single DJ other than Brody on there. But all summer they should be having phone-ins, and at the end of every month they should be giving a pair of season tickets away. Now, there's no way that we are going to sell 11,500 or 10,500 season tickets. What are the capacities at the moment? So for the I know, and it's not good to give things away, but over the summer, if the club can give 10 season tickets away, and I don't mean in pairs, I mean singular, because end of the day, if somebody buys a singular season ticket, he's probably going to have to get a mate to buy one with him to go to the game.
But
it should be on the radio. Yeah, it should be on the radio. But like with the kids as well, that's such a unique opportunity to get a kid £50 for a season ticket for the season. A kid at 5 and 6 year old isn't going to be able to go to a game on their own. Well, shouldn't be able to go to a game on their own. So an adult's got to buy a season ticket to take them. Now, I can't understand why every single school hasn't got a leaflet from Oldham Athletics saying, did you know you can join Boundary Park Blues and receive a season ticket for next season to let the kids take it home? It's £50.
Yeah,
and that's Charity Owl. Go round to the schools towards the end of the year when everybody's like leaving and playing games because there's no classes anymore. Go and have a kickabout with them, give them the leaflets so they can take them home. So the kids can get them £50 season ticket. It's just the basics that I can't see that are being done.
I think there's a couple of things you've got to look at here, though. I mean, granted, I mean, a lot of people talk about the trust, but don't forget, there is also the Oldham Athletic Support Association, OASA, which they're not as mentioned nearly as much as the trust when controversial things are brought up. But the other thing is, you say 4,500 season ticket holders isn't achievable. Well, in the unlikely event that it does happen, what if we sign Paul Scholes? would it happen then? You know, what if we do sign Big Joe on a contract next season? What, you know, I appreciate it is all hypothetical, but if we do sign him, then he brings in 5 or 6 players that gets people really excited before the start of May. You know, it is something that could be achieved.
Remind me again, guys, when is the deadline for this offer?
It's the end of May. 28th of May.
For me, that's ludicrous. I mean, why don't they wait until 4 or 5 games into the season? So people are going to wait and see what's happening. That's fair enough. That's what you do when you're spending so much money.
It's the club's own way that they've done for years and years and years to try and create some urgency to get people to buy it now. And it's much like the fans game we mentioned earlier. You've come out of a season and you've got a couple of weeks and then you've got to pay for your season ticket again. People can't afford that, especially people in Oldham. You do it in June, you have a 6 or 7 week or maybe 2 paydays where you can go, right, this payday I'll put £250 away, next payday I'll put £150 away, there's my season ticket.
A couple of clubs have tiered deadlines like the lab. You get it for this price if you get it before the end of April. You get it for this price if you get it before the end of May. You get it for this price if you get it before the end of June. And then after that, right, it's full price.
That could be a good idea.
Because you're still getting a sense of urgency, as they say, oh, if I want it at that price, I've got to get it then. But it's not the end of the world. It's like, because how many season tickets last year do you reckon they sold after the deadline? Probably bugger all. But if they do it like that, they may still sell some after the deadline. Paying absolute full whack. So I mean, if they had a deadline like, right, if you get it before the end of June, it's £350 rather than £330, and then after that, full price.
Of the season tickets that were sold by Oldham Athletic last year, how many season tickets were bought using the finance option?
I don't know, a couple of hundred.
I'm going to be controversial. I'm going to say less than 100.
Matt?
I'd say much more than that. I'd say probably around 400-500.
Right. 100 season tickets were bought on finance last year.
But hey, car wins.
100, and that's simply because the people or the fans didn't know about how easy or it was possible.
Do you know, I've actually gone onto the official website right now just to find a bit more information on the season tickets. Totally off the first page, it's not there anywhere whatsoever. I mean, it's just crazy.
I bet there's absolutely nothing about the finance either.
No, nothing at all. I'm going to have to delve and look for it. So,
there was an article.
I mean, anyone that's slightly interested is going to be a bit miffed, aren't they?
There was an article posted. It would have been the first article, or one of the first articles, as it sort of propagated onto the news bit of the official on Thursday, the 23rd of April, and it does actually mention the details, and it says, and I quote from the website, fans wishing to pay via convenient instalments can do so via Oldham Athletic Easy Payment Plan provided in association with Zebra Finance. Season tickets can also be purchased or renewed online via the own official e-ticketing outlet on the club's website. It's only a paragraph, and that piece of information now is buried as new news comes above it. So yeah, it's not that accessible unless you really didn't see it on the 23rd of April.
It's not shouting from the rooftops, this is what it is. I've just gone onto the website and I found it straight away because I was looking for it the other day.
Did you?
It's under tickets, it's under season tickets, and then you've got to click another thing there. There's nothing on the actual website with a link directly to a partner of Oldham Athletic for 2009-2010 season is going to be Zebra Finance, who's going to make an easy plan payment available for all Oldham Athletic fans to get a season ticket for this season. Please read below for further details.
Yeah.
There's nothing. You've got to go looking for the information. It's a simple thing that people can see it straight away, then they'll read on. People won't go looking for something. That's why a lot of companies get away with terms and conditions when you sign something and you buy something, simply because you can't be bothered reading through it all. So you'll say, yeah, it's typical, yeah, and sign it. If you hide the information in something, nobody would be bothered to just turn around and do it.
I mean, they obviously have a database for Latics World, for anything, if you've bought anything through the shop. I mean, just a simple email, but I've not received anything at all about the season ticket. Nothing.
Do you know, that said, I had a call the other day from the Latics Lotto who said they were going to post some information out to me, to my home address, because I'm a season ticket holder. It'll be on the database. And this must have been, it was probably 2 weeks ago now, actually, but I've still not received anything.
It's something that all fans know needs to be improved.
Thanks for listening to our first When the Blues podcast. The podcast notes will be available on the website. We will post up links for all the articles that we were addressing tonight, and the spreadsheets will also post up as well for your easy reference. We hope you can join us again next time. Thank you very much indeed. When you fall.